insects?
Yeah.
Oh, you got grasshoppers?
Do you have those insects that have the beautiful wings?
Butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about the other ones that are like butterflies, but you see them at night around a light? Do you have a lot of...
Well, little millers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hatching out now or something.
Mm-hmm.
Got some around.
Besides millers, you ever call them moths?
Moth millers.
Yeah. How about you mentioned bees a little earlier. Are there other kind of stinging insects like that that people find around here?
Hornets, wasps.
Okay.
And bumblebees.
Are there a lot of wasps in this area?
Quite a few. Not a great deal. Wasps, bumblebees, hornets. Yellow jackets. There's two different sizes of bumblebees. There's a little one and a big one.
Where do wasps usually build?
They'll go under something where they got a little space and build a nest around, nest with holes in it.
Mm.
And then they raise their young out of there. They'll put a seed in one of them holes and plug it.
Yeah.
They hatch out.
Do people ever call them dirt daubers? Or is that something
mud
else?
Mud dauber? That's a swallow.
Okay.
More like a swallow. Yeah, I think they are swallowing mud dauber.
Okay. Yeah. Do y'all have any chiggers in this area?
Any what?
Chiggers? You ever heard of
chiggers?
Chiggers.
No. I'm glad we don't.
You ought to be glad.
Those are awful. Mosquitoes, though.
Mosquitoes.
They'll get on you. And they make you itch.
Yeah.
How
about ticks?
Ticks? There's ticks up in the foothills.
Do you ever get that disease around here?
Lyme disease?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it Lyme disease now. It used to be called tick fever.
Yeah, or now they have a name, Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some get that.
Yeah.
I pick ticks off my legs lots of times.
Yeah. Another insect that we see a lot back home, I was wondering if y'all have here, that right before it gets real dark and its rear end lights up.
Oh. We see them go down along the creek here.
What are you talking about, an insect?
Yeah. Call it a firefly or a lightning bug?
Lightning bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, see them along the branch.
Yeah. Yeah. How about dragonflies? Do you see any of those around the water?
Yeah, they're around.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, they long body and little thin wings. And
yeah.
They just sit on something and just,
And
dragonfly. Yeah.
Okay. How about snakes?
Oh, we got snakes.
What kind?
Water snakes, bull snakes, rattlesnakes.
Got any rattlers?
Not right in here, but up above the
ditches,
up the foothills. Yeah. A lot of rattlers.
Very far away, those hills.
They're not far away.
Not too far away at all. See them at your window. Do people do much fishing in this area?
They fish the rivers, yeah.
What kind of fish?
The lakes.
What kind of fish do people catch?
Well, they catch crappie, bass in the lakes, and in the river they catch, I used to fish a lot, called rainbow and German brown in the river.
German brown, is that a trout?
Yeah.
Type of trout?
Brown, it's a brown color.
Oh.
They're better than the rainbow.
Yeah.
Then you got natives, if you go up high, natives. Then you got brook trout, they're good, they're about as good eating as any.
They're good to eat, aren't they? What do you use to catch fish with? What kind of bait would you use?
Oh, when the water's muddy, you use a fish worm.
Okay.
You can use they make a lot of imitation, what do you call lures.
Lures.
Lures now. They catch them on lures, different kind of lures. I never used many lures in my life. I don't.
Yeah, we mostly use worms. Now, I'm wondering, are those old red worms that y'all use? Or
Fish worms.
Fish worms.
Come up out of the ground,
Okay.
And the water's muddy.